All right, let's go. All right, here we go. Tim, tell us about the juniors. This is your bag. You know what's going on here.
Right, well, first of all, we'll wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Yes,
Merry. Do you know that I put a Merry Christmas on your Twitter feed, and you don't know what I'm talking about, Dad. I just put Merry Christmas because you do that, and we were trending for 2 days.
Why, over the political incorrectness of saying Merry Christmas?
No, just people saying how awful it was you were fired and other people going on about stuff.
You know, it's a funny thing. I remember a few years ago on, we weren't told, but with happy holidays, we're supposed to say happy holidays. And I come on and I said, remember, Lord Jesus was born on this day. That's why we're celebrating. I said, Santa's good. I used to be smart in those days. I could work it in good.
Yeah. So this is Boxing Day. Yep. We're
Boxing Day. I never heard of Boxing Day until I came to Canada because I spent most of my life in the States, Dad. And I was thinking, why didn't you teach me these Canadian traditions here? And you know, when we were living in the States.
Well, you know, the way I felt, I remember, I was living in the state. We were living in the States, so yeah. We followed the American way. I mean, I love Canada, and as you can tell, we're living in the States. We're earning their money.
Yeah, you never talked about Canada, like in the in Canada we did this, and in Canada we did that.
I remember when
I was in high school, and Bob and Doug McKenzie, remember the two guys?
Yeah,
they were a thing, and they talked about a 2-4, and I was in Colorado, and none of us knew what a 2-4 was. I said, Dad, stupid. What's a 2-4? He goes, what do you mean? I go, what's a 2-4? He goes, what are you, stupid? It's a case of beer. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, it's 24. So I went to school saying, well, what they're talking about is a case of beer, 24. I was like the real smart.
Oh, you were the interpreter.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing. You know why they did that, eh? You know, it was an accident. If it was going to be shown in Canada on TV, they had to have so much Canadian content.
All right.
So they, Doug and Bob McKenzie, what do you think of Canadians? And they actually were making fun of Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
Remember they had a beer and they had those stubby beer bottles. Why they ever changed those, I'll never go. I love those stubby bottles.
Yeah, and it became the hit. That was the hit of SCTV.
Yeah.
They did a movie.
And what they did was they were actually making fun. And tell you the truth, I come up here and I saw a big truck with everybody in the back on a Sunday. We were going to Sydney, and it was a great big truck, and it had the Great White North, and that's what it was, you know. But actually, they were making fun of us.
Yeah, Rick Moranis and Dave Toms.
Yeah, and they were pretty good, too.
Yeah.
What? Doodaloo doodly.
I forget what it was. He did a song with Rush and Geddy Lee and everything.
So what was the question?
It's Christmas, Boxing Day, and it's the World Juniors. So how do you think the juniors are going to do?
Well, let's hope they win. I always say they're going to win, and I'm saying they're going to win. Well, Tim, I hate to say it, but this is your bag. I know five of the guys. Yeah. I watched them play and everything, but this is your bag.
We're kind of invested in it because we've seen a lot of the guys play for a long time.
I did, right? Saw them when they were 13, 14, 15, growing up.
Yeah, Perfetti and Shane Wright and stuff. And so, you know, they're going to have a tough tournament. I mean, because the Russians are tough.
They're all good.
We're hoping that they win. But the Russians are going to be tough. The Americans are going to be tough.
They're all tough.
But, you know, the one thing, Dad, that I can't get over is some of the guys they left off.
I don't know. Like, I know the guys you're going to talk about, and I don't understand it either, but you go ahead and talk about them because you know more about them than I do.
Like Brent Clark, the defenseman, he's probably the best defenseman in the OHL.
From Barrie, right?
He plays for the Colts.
Yeah.
And no, he played, we watched him, Don Mills, so he's from around here.
Oh, yeah, but he plays for Barrie now.
He plays for Barrie. And he's the best, he's arguably the best defenseman in the OHL. And they don't have him on. And then you go, okay, he's not as good as the sixth defenseman.
Well, how about Jamie Drysdale?
Yeah, but he wouldn't. He's not going to come because he's playing 20 minutes with Anaheim. But my thing is, if you took Jamie Drysdale and Brent Clark and put them on any other team, they'd be their number one, number two defense pair.
I don't understand.
And then Matthew Savoy, he leads the WHL in scoring. He's got 39 points in 23 games, and they left him off.
I mean, maybe you don't have a great camp. That's what you have to watch. That you, when you go to a camp, that the guy could, you know, you used to be the guy that could run the fastest and do the most exercise.
But they should be scouting these kids the whole season. Well, I mean, they know this tournament's coming up.
They kind of do, but what we were talking about just before. The reason this is because they don't have a guy that coaches. They say, okay, for the next 5 years, say Dave Cameron, the next 5 years you've got the team.
Or Sutter
or whoever.
I like Sutter.
And they don't. And so they have a new guy come in, and then now they're starting all over again from scratch.
Yeah.
Like that Brent Clark, he was the best defenseman. Owen Powers wasn't playing for them, but on a Team Canada on the under 18 tournament
down in
Dallas. He was their best defenseman.
I liked him.
And he doesn't even make the team.
Well, they've got to have the money. Hockey has to have the money to pay these guys.
I don't think they do. I just think they like to do
you
it.
You have to watch, and you know, I'm the only guy that says it. So many from Ontario, so many from the West, and so many.
Is it a balanced team this
not
year?
Not this year. No.
Where?
It's,
why?
It's heavy from the West.
Well,
is the coach from the West or who's from the West?
No, he's from Ontario. He coaches.
It's okay if you have it from the West, and it's okay if you have it from the East.
I know what you're going to say.
Don't have it from Ontario. Yeah.
Better not be Ontario heavy. Yeah.
So who's the other guy?
Another Brent Hoffman who plays for Flint. You know, he's got 27 points in 17 games. Quentin Byfield, he's in the American League.
Yeah, he's hurt.
He's hurt, but he's can come back. And then there's some I forget the names, but there's a couple guys tearing it up in Quebec. And here's the thing that has always bothered me, Dad, is if we – let's hope we don't lose, but if we lose, Hockey Canada won't take the responsibility.
No.
They'll say – well, you know, we got to start developing.
Our
you know, we
got
to have more drills in our practice. And we have to look into the minor leagues and what our minor leagues coach. They'll never come out and say we screwed up. And you know what? We there were some guys we left off that we should have not have left off. And it's like, Shane Wright. We saw him in the with the Russian things. He's just off a little bit because he hasn't quite played in that and at that level. They should have had him last year, knowing that he was going to be on this year.
Right.
And that would be a guy that if somebody had the job for 4 or 5 years, he could plan that out better. And I hope they do, but I just don't understand.
Well, we hope they win.
Hope they win, but especially Clark. I don't understand how they leave him off.
Well, I don't either. And some of the guys they left off, like I said, but they must have a reason. And
so, Dad, the NHL isn't going to the Olympics. What do you think of that?
Well, I hate to say this, but a lot of owners in the National Hockey League are very, very happy.
Can you blame them?
No, I don't blame them at all.
I don't.
And I remember coming off the ice, and I thought, you know, we finally started to get a number one pick, so we're pretty good. And Patrick Jarrett was there.
Right, with the Mississauga Ice Dogs.
Mississauga Ice Dogs, and I was coaching there. And by the way, you know, I just like to say right here that we had to end up with the worst team every year to get the number one pick, and in six years, not I wasn't there. They won the
Eastern Championship. Went to the finals.
Well, you don't win in junior hockey unless you end up last. If you just kind of make the playoffs.
You paid all the dues and you got all the
and then
they go on to win and they go, oh, look at how clever these people are compared to you. And it was just hard pill to swallow.
Oh, it was a hard. I remember the one that I think it was the Toronto Star. I think she worked for the Toronto Star.
They just crucified you.
Boy, talk about. And the son, the guy made a career.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But one of our big setbacks was
with Patrick Jarrett. And coming off the ice.
Was number one, and we were going to have him with Spezza. We had a 1-2 combination.
Yeah, we were doing pretty good. We thought we were going to do it, but he was never the same after that.
No, and he went to a World Junior camp and
broke his ankle. Yeah.
Well, a lot of guys got hurt.
Well, same thing. Well, Stahl, remember Mark Stahl? Well, he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
And
John Tavares got hurt.
John Tavares got hurt.
Well, these guys have a lot on the line, and so do the owners to go
well,
over to the Olympics.
The owners, the guys that pay the dole, the other guys, it's terrible. They still get paid and everything, but the owners are the guys that really take it in the ear. And there's not too many guys that are unhappy right now that are the head of the NHL. No. There's not too many guys right now that are owners in the National Hockey League who are unhappy that they're not going over there and get hurt. And the reason they're not going is because, like, if you get over there and you ever caught that stuff, you don't get back. You don't get back for three. I think it said 3 weeks, which.
They quarantine you and all that. Yeah. But I think the reason they're not going is because they're just missing too many games. Like we said before, we were talking Boston's like got 5 games on hand on Detroit, and they're missing too many games, and they need to make those games up in February.
Well, Tim, you read something on the internet. We all know it's very factual, but you know what? If there is a bit of truth to it, it sort of makes sense what you were talking about.
Well, yeah, well, because they were saying, why are more hockey players getting COVID than the NFL?
I wondered that myself.
In the NFL, like why? And the NFL only tests if you have symptoms, and the NHL is testing everybody.
So Gary Bettman, boy.
That's they say the main reason why.
And you know, and if you're in the NFL, you're going to hide your sore throat or the sniffles because you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be out and everything. So that would make a really big difference.
Well, and the thing, too, that I'm interested in what happens, I just came across, I was in New York State about 2 weeks ago, and coming across the border was, going there was no problem. Coming back, there was
a problem.
But
didn't something happen while you were over there? You're only over there.
Yeah, I was over there. I was leaving Monday. So Sunday I checked. This was about 2 weeks ago. Sunday I checked what you needed to get across the border. And at that time it said you only needed proof of vaccination. And so I Monday I went. Tuesday I came back because I was working on a show. And Tuesday I came back and the guy said, no, you need the Can Arrive app, and if you don't have it, it's a 14-day quarantine and a $6,000 fine.
Holy.
So
he was a pretty good guy, though, eh?
At the beginning he wasn't, but at the end he was. It was 40 minutes at the border. But that's the question is, how are they going to go back and forth across the border?
I don't know. I really don't know it. You know, they get paid big dough from the National Hockey League to figure that one out, but... it's going to be tough.
Yeah. So, Dad, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Spreads.ca. They're a Canadian-owned online casino.
And they help Cindy?
Yep, sportsbook. And if you sign up today and use the promo Grapes, they'll match your deposit of 25%. So if you put $100 in, they'll give you $25. And they'll match that 25% and to the Don Cherry's Pet Rescue Foundation. So,
and they did help you, Cindy.
Yep, yeah, they're a great company and they're Canadian. And so Dad Spreads is a great organization and they help us out quite a bit. And you can bet on the World Juniors if you want.
All right.
I just looked tonight's game. The Czechs are playing Canada and the Czechs are 20-1 underdogs.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah.
And the old story, I love it when you read it in the paper. You never know. No kidding. Who does know?
Right. So Dad, we're not quite halfway through the season, but we're at the Christmas break. So a lot of stuff's happened in the NHL. What's kind of caught your eye?
Well, I know you said to check this out, and I wrote this down. Well, I have to say, Minnie, as we talked, is first. Who would ever thought?
Well, as you said, you want to say Bill Guerin put his job on the line.
Oh, did he ever?
Getting rid of Suter and Parisi and like tens of millions of dollars they got to pay out.
And
if they were in last place, he'd be gone.
Oh, if that Guerin's got a lot of guts, and he is with the U.S. club. I don't know what.
He's the GM of the U.S. Olympics. So
that in the junior. Yeah. Anaheim tied for first as we talk.
Nobody saw that.
No, nobody. I never. And you know, Bob Murray, he's a good guy. And Bob Murray got, you know what Bob Murray got fired for? Yelling, being mean to people in the.
Yeah.
But I mean, he built this club and now he's sitting watching.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right.
Well, they're a different world now.
Yeah. You can't yell. Detroit, as of now, as they're in the playoffs, and the Bruins, although they have 5 games on hand, are out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
How about the Islanders and their new building? They can't win.
No, they're struggling. I don't know what happened there. But the thing with Boston, Dad, we're just saying that they've given up 68 goals. That's the third best. Only the Flames and Canes have given up less goals.
Yeah, they can't
so they can't score. That seems to be the problem.
Funny with that line, too. Yeah. But the Islanders, in their new billing, and, Barry Trotz behind the net, I thought they'd, I thought the new arena, would spark them on. But it seems as if they love that old arena.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
They'll move back to Nassau County. But, it's the old saying, the goaltending's struggling.
Yeah.
That the goaltending's not doing what they did before.
Well, anyhow, the Islanders, they're struggling. Nazem Kadri.
Yeah, our buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, our buddy, that fourth in the league. He stuck up for me. What do you say, Tim?
Well, when everybody was kind of bailing on you, he just said.
Everybody.
He said, well, I know Don. He's a friend of mine. I'm sure he didn't mean it the way he said it. And he was the thing.
And
he was.
I was one of my favorites.
Right. Remember you kissed him on TV. You gave him a kiss on TV.
Yeah.
But we'll say it again, that you really stuck up for him when he came up from London. He was a first-round pick.
Oh.
And the Leafs just treated him awful.
I've never seen, in all my years of being in hockey, I've never seen a parent club pick on a number one draft choice like he did. Remember that?
Yeah.
He was leading the let me get this straight. I think he was leading him in the goals, and he tied with points, and he was a +8.
In the exhibition
something
in
like
his
that.
Rookie year, yeah.
Yeah, and they said that, and the one guy said that,
I don't know if it was the coach or the GM, he goes, well, when Nazem Kadri's on the ice, he says there's a lot of scoring chances, both for them and us.
Yeah.
And, if for an 18-year-old kid, and then the guy goes, well, he's got to go down and dominate Junior, and that's Ron Wilson said that, I believe. And you go, well, junior hockey, the OHL is not easy to dominate.
No, and you better believe it.
And just think about it. The only guys
I cheer for him all the time.
I do. The only guys that have more points are Ovi, McDavid, and Draisaitl.
Yeah. So, and that's all you hear about.
Yeah.
Okay, Nazem Kadri, one of my favorites. Jack Campbell, he's tied right now, and he'll probably make the All-Star. Best percentage in the league. Pretty good, Tim.
Yeah, best save percentage. And I hate to say it. I'm waiting for him to crack. I just can't believe he's that good.
Well, I'll tell you, boy, they shoot at him, and you think a goal's going in, and he just is routine. Yeah. I know.
Well, but you're right. Like we were talking about him. When they shoot on him, you think he's going to make the save.
But when they do score, you think, what the heck happened there? It's usually a tip in or something like that. And we had James Reimer. Remember, he was he had Ron and I on the on his mask, so we used to talk about him.
Yeah,
and he's doing well. And Ovi, here's the thing that gets me: Ovi has more assists than he has goal, and he's +18.
Yeah,
and before that, he used to be getting 40, 50 goals, and he'd be a minus.
He'd be minus. Yeah. How about that? The guy from Calgary, the Cal Makar. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's got 13 goals, defenseman, 13 goals in 23 games. He's on pace for over 40 goals.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get 40 goals. But, well, Chychrun got 20 goals last year, and he looks like he's going to be ready to be traded out of Arizona.
He's having a tough year this year, though.
Yeah, and what happens is you have the great year, and you don't prepare yourself. I'm not saying this happened, but it seems to be when a guy has a great year, and the guys that are great, like Gretzky, Gretzky, Crosby, and Bobby Orr would be the only guys I know that would play for nothing. All they do was wanted to play the game. Okay, but here's a guy that is Troy Terry. He's got 30 points in I forget how many games. In 31 games, he broke his kneecap last year. He is right up in the scoring, too, and for a while he led the league, and nobody said anything. Of course, you get out in that Western League,
damn,
and nobody knows you're alive.
You had a broken kneecap, and you didn't even know it.
Yeah, I'm paying for it now, though.
Yeah, but didn't you? You had a broken kneecap, and you didn't know it.
What happened was I went to the doctor, and I'd hurt my knee And he said, when did you have a broken kneecap? And I said, I never had a broken kneecap. Yes, you did. He says, look at the x-rays. And I did have a broken kneecap. Man, the old days you played, if you didn't play, you're in deep trouble.
Like, do you remember when it happened? Like, could you?
I don't remember when it happened, but I remember when I take a guy into the boards, my knee had hit the boards. That's when it had really hurt.
That, it wasn't the time when you.
I don't remember.
Well, didn't you say you hit a guy and Manny said he got mad at you for hitting a guy? No,
that was the second time. Oh. That's when he took the x-rays. They never took even x-rays out in Spokane. You played. If you didn't play, somebody would take your spot. It was almost like in the Army. If you're in, speaking of the Army, Tim,
yeah.
I would like to get this here. Sergeant Graham Clapp again.
Yeah, we talked about him, and he sent you a really nice Christmas card.
And I said he got to be one of the best-looking guys. He looks like a movie star, doesn't he? I brought it over. And by golly, they did send me a beautiful framed picture of on the knife. And
what was of the Devil's Brigade?
Yeah, they did. Honest to God, they did. And they were called the Canadian Special. I wrote this down. Canadian Special Operation Task Force. That was their name, and their motto that was Operation Enduring and Freedom. And boy, you should see the knife. You wouldn't want to fool with that. People to fool with that knife, and. I just thought that. I thought it was great. That great. What is he? He's 90 some years old.
100. I think he's 100.
100 years old. Boy, he sure looks good, Sergeant Graham.
Well, I told you, you haven't. We talked about it a little the other day. You've got to go on HBO and watch Band of Brothers because he looks like sergeant on the Band of Brothers that everybody was scared of.
He was smoking cigarettes.
He gave cigarettes to all the German prisoners and shot them, and then they were afraid of him. But I told you, the guy that it's a true story, Band of Brothers. If people haven't watched it, it's unbelievably how good it is.
I'd like to see that.
The main guy who it's a true story, he retired in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where I was born, where mom's from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where he retired.
Well, Tim, we want to wish the juniors luck, and we are so, and I know everybody's going to be watching. By the way, CBC had that, CBC had that.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, they did have it, and they just gave away. They didn't think it would be anything.
Yeah. So, Dad, what did you do over the holidays? Everybody wants to know what's done.
Well, I started to watch that Canadian Sports Nick, and I watched the old-time hockey.
Yeah.
I guess they got to call it old-time hockey. And it went back to 1982, and I saw Gretzky break the record. The first game I think I saw was Buffalo and Ottawa and Eastern Conference Finals, and it was 2-2 tie going into overtime. And I forgot his name.
Alfredson?
Alfredson, yeah. He's got the winner. And
that was the guy you called Krusty the Clown because his
his
hair stuck out of his helmet.
He was pretty good, though. He didn't jump on the bandwagon. When I got in trouble with the CBC, he was gone.
He would have jumped.
But he was
pretty good.
He was pretty good.
He didn't even care that you called him Krusty the Clown.
No, well, that was pretty funny. Yeah. I just that, hey, you guys, come on, rah, rah, rah. And that was funny. So I watched that, and then I watched the brawl, the Adams final.
That was
Quebec and Montreal. Imagine that would be the greatest rivalry of all time in any sport. What a brawl that was, boy!
The Hunters were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, Mark was
going. Well, Dale started it, kind of.
Well, no,
he was in front of the net and he fell down and fell on top of it. And
boy, did it go! And Quebec was leading 2-0. They were at the time before the brawl.
Yeah.
That was when. Slager and
Gilles Hamel were
Hamel.
He got clocked.
And he got clocked, and Mario Tremblay touched his shoulder, and he looked sideways at him, and bang!
Yeah,
you're in a fight. You're in a fight. And that cost a lot of guys their jobs. Bruce Hood, I think, it cost him his job because he should have told the guys that were suspended by a note that come to the dressing room. These guys do not go back on the ice.
Yeah, because what happened was there was the end of the period. There was a big brawl. And then they threw a bunch of guys out of the game. And then, they, you know, between periods, and then was Bruce Hood didn't get to the dressing room who was out. So he's imagine him on the ice seeing all the teams come on and all the guys he threw out. Now he's got to throw them out again.
Yeah.
And you know who I think it was who started it was Mark Hunter.
Yeah.
Mark, because he got thrown out. You could see Mark go.
Well, he had nothing to lose.
Well, I'm going out. Well, somebody's going out with me. And then the way they went again. So I'm sure everybody's seen that a couple times, but that was one of the brawls to end all brawls.
I remember Van and L.A. I watched that. Yeah. That's that game. I watched from about 6:30 till about 12 o'clock.
So let me ask you something, Dad. You watched them. A lot of them had Wayne Gretzky that he broke Gordie Howe's record with a great pass from Marty McSorley.
And we had Marty McSorley on the Don Cherry's Grapevine Show, and he said, don't forget to mention, that was a great pass.
Yeah.
And it was, everybody ran to the right side. He was going down the right side. He just fed it over there. Yeah. It was a beautiful pass.
Yeah, Gretzky was wide open.
Yeah, all he had to do was touch it.
So let me ask you, Dad. You said you watched a lot of the games, and quite a few of them had Gretzky in it. How would Gretzky do today?
Oh, he would love it today. In fact, 1982, it was worth your life. And I remember Dougie Gilmore that one year, boy, he was the best hockey player in the world. And you remember when Dougie Gilmore cut along the blue line? I know I'm going to TO and LA. They were in the finals. And Gilmore, like I said, was unbelievable. And Marty was after. They were after him because he hit Dougie had hit a European. You're not supposed to hit Europeans. And they were after him the whole game. And I remember Dougie Gilmore cut
the center ice.
Cut the center. Well, he was along the blue line, and Marty is just waiting for him. And by God, that Wendell.
Yeah.
I don't care how big you are. He'll go after that. Was one of the better ones.
That was a good fight. And the funny thing is, the McFarlane Company, who makes the figurines, has made a figurine of Marty and Wendell fighting.
Well, they should have.
On that one.
That was a good one.
You know, because that was the semifinals, and whoever got in was going to play Montreal. And that was the series, of course, when Gretzky high-sticked Dougie Gilmore, and nobody saw it. And then
23 guys on the ice, but they saw everything else.
So
Frazier, I think it was.
It was Kerry Frazier. But the whole thing with that, if you're a Leaf fan, remember, that was bad. But Kerry Frazier called that penalty on
Anderson. And let it go, and then he called it on Anderson.
On Anderson.
Yeah.
And Gretzky scores the winner in overtime on a power play. that was just insane. Do you think if Toronto got by L.A. and played Montreal,
they would have beat them.
You think Toronto would have beat
them? Oh, yeah. There's no doubt in my mind. I know Montreal doesn't, and I know Kirk Muller was on the club, and Desjardins and all, but they were smoking. They were really going. But that's the way hockey is, and as I know, you say one bad thing or you do one bad thing and you're gone. Well, as we wrap it up, we have to say we want to wish the juniors the best. They play tonight. They play the Czechs, and it's going to be a tough series, and I remember it used to be U.S. and Canada always in the finals, but not anymore, boy.
No. So maybe next week, Dad, we talked about it once. We'll maybe do it again. We'll talk up about one of the most famous games in world junior hockey, the punch-up in Piacenza.
Okay. Well, you want to go over that again?
Well, maybe next week we'll go over that again. People that haven't heard that was in the time you almost choked out Brian Williams.
Well, he thought I was kidding. And then he saw I wasn't kidding. Well, we'll talk about that next week.